Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
I wanted to share a scripture with you and share some thoughts, Bonnie and I. I often tease people with saying I'm an ordained Southern Baptist pastor, minister. I have a certificate. I was ordained in Macon, Georgia. And, the pastor's name was Don. Pastor Don Van Hoosier, one of the most brilliant, amazingly brilliant. Thousands of books. I entered with him. And it was a great time. But he's the one with the other elders who ordained me. So, but one of the training that you get is you look to Scripture. Scripture are the foundation. And you always have to have Scripture. It's not just a lecture without background. It's always, whatever we share, the foundation is always Scripture.
Amen.
So, I love that. And that's a firm foundation. You can always rely on the Word of God. The Word of God is from everlasting to everlasting. It says, the flower fades.
Grass withers, flower fades. But the Word of God, stands
forever.
Amen.
So some of you have heard some of these aspects of some of the thinking, so you may already know. But I still like to ask, who was the best-smelling prophet in the Bible? You may not speak anymore, Esther.
Boy, you took a turn. Normally, it's you get a Twinkie.
That is true. She jumped the gun, though, before I was able to share. Anyway, she's one of my favorites. I like her.
You shouldn't ask these questions if you don't expect an answer.
I know I shouldn't, but she...
And she gets no Twinkie?
From you, yes, maybe.
Dave, do you mind? I think we've got Twinkies back there. Would you please?
This is a battle.
Was it Dennis?
It is Dennis.
And then you... Dennis Denton.
Oh, it's all right. I asked.
Two Twinkies, please.
Two Twinkies. That is true, though. They do get a reward. Anyway, it's a peculiar thing. But let me tell you about that prophet. How many of you know about Jonah? What's he famous for? Huh? Fishing, very good.
No Twinkie. That was a very low bar.
He
baited you.
Oh, you're getting better and better. Rebecca, next time your father speaks, slap him on the head a little. But it is a fun and peculiar thing about his life that, you know, you don't see big whales in the Mediterranean Sea, but this prophet gets swallowed by a giant fish. And people think that it was could be a whale, but he's on a mission, and then he runs away from the mission, and he's supposed to bring the word of the Lord, a word of repentance to the nation of Nineveh. But he tries to run away, because he knows he hates the people of Nineveh of all things, and he gets an assignment to proclaim the word of the Lord to Nineveh and bring them to repentance. And he was afraid God was going to forgive them, and so they would not be judged. And he wants them. Destroy them, Lord. Call down fire on them. So he's running away, and the Lord's assigned. So you know that this fish was a disciple of the Lord's. because he obeyed the Lord. A big fish. Did you ever know, Diane? Yeah, that even fish can be disciples. But he obeys the Lord. The whale says, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And goes and says, so what's my assignment today? Today you are going to swallow a prophet. So
it's brilliant. I mean, it says right there in the last verse of chapter 1, the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah.
How about that?
That's amazing. And immediately the thing that it speaks to me, obviously the context of the story in advance, what you were mentioning, is that God had an assignment for Jonah that Jonah didn't want. And the assignment was exactly in Jonah's wheelhouse of gifts and calling. It's just he didn't agree with the mission, I guess, is what you could say. And I love this about God preordaining, if you will, arranging in advance the circumstances of our lives in order to enable us, sometimes even if we're hard-headed or dull and don't get it, he can arrange the details and circumstances of our lives that we find ourselves in his pathway of blessing and obedience in spite of ourselves. Praise the Lord.
And that in God's heart, God truly loves people. And he will, and this is something we can take from Jonah, is that each of us, God can use each and every one of you. And you can carry the word of the Lord. And sometimes you may wonder, "What, Lord, why did you bring me here? What am I doing coming to this gathering or to this party? Oy vey, I'm miserable." And yet be open for the Lord to draw your attention to an individual or to a family. And then he will give you a word.
That's good.
And that you are there to bring that. You may wonder, what am I doing here? And why did my wife pick up this invitation? And I wish I was at home watching football. And but you have a mission. God has anointed you to carry something to people who are desperately needing a word from the Lord or needing prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
So God can give that kind of mission like he gave to Jonah to each of us. And you can end up, you can even think you were misdirected, but the Lord can use you.
Shama. Because where you are, the Lord is there. Really, the Lord is there. It makes me think of the event a few years ago where I was asked to be the real wrap-up speaker for a particular political constituency in an open-air event they were having here in our city. And for various kingdom and strategic reasons, I didn't want to be publicly identified or pigeonholed particularly, and my understanding is that actually fulfilling that assignment would do exactly that, and it would not be helpful. And so I declined, and then the Lord says, "Oh no, I want you to go." And he gave me the words, and what I didn't know is that that event was a setup in advance for me to have an opportunity to minister to the leading anti-activist who was there leading a protest. And I ended up being able to have a divine appointment and personal encounter in the presence of the Lord with that individual that was absolutely stunning. So
I remember you telling me.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It was a miracle. Amen. All right, let me read. It says, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah." Jonah didn't know anything about it. The Lord whispers to the fish, "Hey, we're going to trap this guy. And he's going to have one of the most exciting experiences of his life." Jonah had no idea. And Are you whispering to the Lord? Fish? Anyway, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Of course, this is a precursor prophetically of Jesus being, you know, in the tomb for 3 days and three nights.
Who knows, from the Gospels, Jesus' own words, where he refers to Jonah. Does anybody remember what it says? Come on, you do know it. Say it.
You should receive no sign but the sign of Jonah.
No sign shall be given to you except that which was given through Jonah. Right? The Son of Man will be in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights. Hallelujah.
Amen. So here is Jonah then, chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God. Excuse me. Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly. That would, if you're swallowed by a fish, that would persuade you to get to pray. You got to pray some more. I don't feel like it. The moment you are in the stomach.
Ugh. Just think about the reality, though.
There's no, I'm saving the big surprise in a moment. Because there's no,
I don't think. I'm like being slowly digested by fish, digestive juices inside, and the smell.
No. Okay. I'll have to.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to make me give away the big thing
No, don't give it away. Go ahead.
All right. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the fish's belly, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction. And his affliction was being in the tummy. And he answered me, out of the belly of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. So he's in the stomach there. He's refining his theology and getting more of an insight and exalting the Lord.
Wow.
When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I'll pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. How about that? And God uses that word, vomit. And the fish comes out. I mean, Jonah comes out of the fish. The fish comes out. Many other small fish came out too. Anyway, so the reason I was just saving this for you is that you can read it up. In fact, 2-3 weeks ago, a Vietnamese fisherman found this big amount of whale vomit. And you would see, vomit. And it is the most, the most expensive perfume in the world. It makes some of the basis of most of the genuine, awesome perfumes, some of the most expensive ones. All some of the French boutiques that kind of with his nose in the air, they walk around. And
now we know why.
Now we need to we need to tell them, don't have your nose up in the air. You're dealing with whale vomit.
It's the substance that makes a fragrance long-lasting. it uniquely the oil composition or whatever. And that whale vomit is referred to as the gold of the sea or sea gold or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is. It's one of
the. So that fisherman suddenly came into a lot of money.
Yeah, for a humble Vietnamese fisherman, I mean, it was worth $350,000, just that small amount.
Wow.
So that's something that I
thank you, Jesus.
Found out late in life. I had no idea that whale vomit was one of the most expensive items in the world. It's a natural product. So I would say, that's why I corrected you. You said, fish. No, he was in the, right there.
Treasure chest.
Yeah, where the vomit was, and it was the most nicest smelling fragrance that you can imagine.
You know, the beautiful thing about a story, if you give a story a chance, it grabs our imagination and begins to excite and inspire us beyond maybe just the actual words that are being said. So you think about this picture of treasure, unexpected treasure, and Jonah being the treasure the Lord was delivering to Nineveh, the word of the Lord in Jonah being the treasure, that unexpected treasure in an unusual package that the Lord was literally hand-delivering to the city of Nineveh. That's beautiful. That's good.
Yeah, and what I was going to underline for you, because there's a season we're going to have next Sunday, going to have a Thanksgiving brunch. Maybe I can hint at some of the fun things we could bring.
You could post a suggested list.
Yes.
Right next to your All I Want for Christmas list. Next to all the Hallmark movies I want to watch list.
Well, see, Michael and I didn't have any moment to watch Hallmark movies. We were
in Dallas.
So busy. Yeah. So I got to catch up. Anyway, the key to Jonah's deliverance, that's what I want to point out, is that with the voice of thanksgiving, I'll pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. You'll find that the Lord commands us to be thankful. We're people of thanksgiving. And so he goes to the depths and he defines the key for himself. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. Say voice of thanksgiving.
Voice of thanksgiving.
And as we, it's really, I know other nations have certain things that are similar, but we are unique in that we have a special season, a time where we give thanks to the Lord. And it's unique, and it's one day, but it's a theme that we should go through every day, release our voice of thanksgiving. And so, I always sense the Lord give me something fresh every time, every year. But we want to aggressively, you know, this next few weeks, really focus on the discipline. How thankful am I? Lord. What am I thankful for? What are you thankful for, by the way, today?
Salvation.
Salvation. Excellent.
Somebody
that
else.
Would be one of the first ones.
Life.
Amen.
Family.
Family. Amen.
Health. Jobs.
Huh?
Thank you. Thankful for you.
Oh, me. Wow.
Like Jonah, your treasure.
Thank you. Yeah.
You smell good, too.
I stink.
Floating gold. That's what it's called, that stuff.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's called floating gold.
Wow. That is. So, amen. You're getting hold of some
Tony.
Gold?
Tony. Ah, Tony, it's good to see you. Yeah. Thankful. Gold dust on you since you got here. That's another sign for you, Tony, that you're in the grace and the rhythms of God in your life for you and for Jamie. Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
That's a good sign.
Gold.
Holy Spirit's.
More, Lord.
He is beginning to, the people getting gold as they come worship here. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Can I would like to just add a little thing on the public national front.
Yeah.
I think this one of the stark differences in the deep political divide that we're seeing, that we're watching and hearing every single day, is that literally one side of that divide is so thankful for the opportunity that is America. So thankful for the blessing and the prosperity and the grace that is on America right now. And frankly, the other side of the political divide currently is not recognizing or saying anything about that. It is all, in my opinion, an absolute lack of recognition and gratitude for the grace and the reality of who we are as a nation and what God has given us. So at this time of Thanksgiving, I just bless the Lord for America. I thank the Lord for this radical, crazy president that we have, for the economic thing, for the health care legislation even that he signed this week, for the many things, for his ardent work on all the trade agreements. And I want to thank the Lord for our national history, all of it, the valleys as well as the mountains. God is weaving a beautiful story for us. And this particular holiday that we're coming to is uniquely an American holiday for all of that. Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, we're grateful for our veterans. We are proud of them. So there are certain things, and I'll tell you, there's no apology in just making a list of all the things you are thankful for and hold it up before the Lord or tell the Lord.
Amen.
Make a list
Amen.
Of things that we have food. Praise God. I mean, there's such a we have a choice of whatever we want, and that's not so in a lot of places in the world. So we can continue to, you know, list. I'm thankful for health, thankful for medical care, thankful for the systems of transportation we have, and that we can be driving our own cars even here. A lot of things. Keep on. So, Lord, this is, I'm grateful. I wanted to give you some scriptures. One of my favorites is Psalm 100.
Oh.
Make a joyful noise. So the Lord includes those who cannot carry a tune, but they're making noise. No, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The sense is that all kinds of sounds are included, and the shofar, in some of the extra reference I read, is included in this joyful, make a joyful noise, or it's a joyful shout. And in the Hebrew sense of this word, shofars were included in your making a noise towards the Lord, or a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. So here it is, that it is God who has made you. Not we ourselves. We are his people. How many of you say, I'm part of God's people, right? Yes. Amen. And the sheep of his pasture, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So part of entering his presence is if you are thankful and in his courts with praise. For the Lord is good. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his truth endures.
And his truth endures.
To all generations.
To all generations.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Hallelujah. Give him a big clap offering. Thank you, Lord. So being thankful, like Colossians tells us, be thankful. Now, I can give you scripture after scripture of that the Lord is expecting us, and he commands us, Colossians 3:15 and 1 Thessalonians 5:16 tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And it is also when you're full, Ephesians, read Ephesians 5:18 for me.
Okay, I will. If you win it right now, you have to wait for me to pull it up.
She has a long code before she can. We can enter.
I'm right
into
here. It's like.
There's a password.
You surprised me.
And a secret. Even I don't know how to get into her.
Ephesians 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Here we are. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ephesians 3:18. You're sure that's the one you want? Okay.
5:18.
Oh, well, I ask you. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you, Dale. Rebecca, I'm glad you didn't pop your father because he had it at that time. He was right. He was helping me out here. Praise the Lord. Ah, okay. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So part of the measure of how full are you of the Spirit. The more fuller you are, the more thankful you'll be. So part of the fruit, you know, get zapped and get more zapped.
Thank you.
Get filled with the Spirit and get more. Because the more you get filled with the Spirit, the more you will be brimming over with thankfulness. So it's an expression of the level of fullness you have of the Holy Spirit. If you are griping and complaining, that how many of you enjoy being around gripey people? We come up with a special button, Mr. Gripey or Miss Complain. Yeah. I mean, it's unpleasant. But when you're filled with the Spirit, you are happy and thankful. Praise God. We landed yesterday, and there was Mike told the lady next to him screamed as the plane landed. She just thought it was too rough or something. And I would say, listen, I am thankful we landed safely. Look at the big thing.
That's good. And
yeah.
That's good.
Praise God.
Giving thanks always for all things.
So tell your neighbor, give thanks always. So we want to, I'm glad I'm
Thank
preparing
you, Jesus.
Myself
yeah.
for Thanksgiving.
That's good. That's good.
And,
you know what? We might take a moment and really allow the Lord to collect and impact us with this word. And for those of us who might need a little bit of an uptick in terms of really rejoicing in our current scenario and circumstance, whatever it is at this moment today, of being thankful right here, right now, together. Can we do that? So just take your neighbor's hand, and as one people, as one family, and one heart, we're giving thanks for one another, and we're just sharing the anointing of the Holy Spirit to be thankful right now, each one of us, for every aspect of our lives, exactly like it is right now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Some of us are exactly where Jonah was when he started giving thanks. We feel like we are in the depths of the belly of a whale with the weeds wrapped around our heads, waiting for your promises and praying for deliverance and perhaps not seeing a spark of light. And some of us, Lord, are literally on the mountaintops for all of your breakthroughs and blessings that you've suddenly brought to us this year. We're thankful, but together, we stand together and we take this moment to fill our hearts with joy of knowing Jesus, of thankfulness for our eternal destiny that we possess now like the greatest treasure, and we breathe in the fullness of the Holy Spirit to be filled with joy, and we give you thanks now, today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive our thanksgiving. Father, receive our thanksgiving. You may want to thank him for specific things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Just put it up there in that atmosphere of glory and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you. We pray the prayer of Jonah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray the rejoicing of Anna and Simeon, of Elizabeth and Zacharias, of Mary and Joseph. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your salvation.
And so, as we say, I do want to just point out the other side is that if we listen to the wrong spirit, which is to complain or gripe, or what the Bible refers to as a murmur. And the children of Israel, God provided for them in a wonderful, faithful way. Every day they had manna, they had in the wilderness, they had a covering, a canopy of the glory of God, of the fire, awesome fire at night, covering them, warming them, sheltering them from any enemy. And in the daytime, it was a cloudy pillar that protected them and gave them air conditioning.
I got that one. And now you're referring to 1 Corinthians 10.
Yes.
That says, speaking of all of the glories God had done for Israel, delivering them from Egypt, through Moses, baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea, ate the same spiritual meat, drank the same spiritual drink. The rock that followed them was Christ. But with many of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. They are our examples. And it says, let us not tempt Christ as some of them did and were destroyed by fiery serpents, nor murmur and complain as they did and were and loose the destroyer.
Yeah.
So murmuring and complaining has a really destructive power.
And all these things in 1 Corinthians 10, it says these things happen as an example for us to learn from. So these are things that it's so good that we have patterns like this so we can say, we won't go there. I won't let my tongue be used to say evil, complaining, griping. I am grateful for this. If I get just bread and butter, I'm happy. If I don't have to have steak, I don't mind. But we need to be able to be satisfied with the things the Lord has provided and not look over there and say, well, it could be this way or that way.
That's great, Mahesh.
Don't
That's
murmur
really
and don't complain. And God judged them. God, in fact, the children, the portion of the children of Israel that started griping, they got serpents. And many of them died in the wilderness because of that. And so we have to be grateful. We are. And I appreciate, I'm sure God is listening here. Even this morning, the angels are listening. And we are exalting the Lord and thanking him for all of these things.
Thanking him.
You know, I mean, I remember when my children were in the severely sick. Mm-hmm. That here, I was in America. I was in some of the best hospitals were available. And I said, Lord, thank you. Though it was the Lord himself who came down and healed both of them in a very supernatural way. But so I don't want to forget to thank the Lord. But there are so many things that we can just be brimming over with thankfulness. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you. And then it helps us see in perspective what are the things that you want to focus on. And don't focus on the negative, because the people who focus on the negative basically were totally, they died because the serpents came among them. So.
And again, with the story, immediately my mind starts picturing the story. And if you think back, yep, they're in the desert. Yep, the temperature may be a little uncomfortable, but they've got the cloud over them, so on and so forth. And on the ground is where those serpents were. And God's solution was to lift up that standard, which represented the cross. And the people had to look away from what was harassing and potentially threatening their lives, honestly, and look up to the cross, essentially, up to the Lord for his intervention and healing. And the ones who looked up were healed.
That's
so
true.
Let's shift our focus. Let's shift our focus. Let's look up. Let's encourage one another and others to look up. It goes on to say, as you said, all these things happened to them for our example and admonition. And then it says, no temptation, no opposition has taken you that isn't common to what people experience in this life. And so it says, the Lord is faithful. He won't allow you to be put into testing situations that are beyond what you are able to bear up under. That's the word of God. So we can thank the Lord, even if we're struggling. We can thank the Lord. It says, but will, with the testing, also provide an open door of escape that you may be able to bear up under it. Amen? Amen. Amen. And then you know what? Two sentences later, he talks about communion.
Wow. Yes.
The cup of blessing, which we bless.
So we want to commit ourselves to the discipline of looking at the positive and not let the devil tempt us into the zone of griping and becoming negative, murmuring. To any situation, that's some of the basic disciplines that people who hang around you will immediately just get, yeah, this person is a Christian. The way they talk, they are so grateful and thankful for everything. And we want to commit ourselves afresh. That's, I believe, the celebration of Thanksgiving. For me, I grew up, didn't have that. We had different other festivals. My parents were Hindu. We had other festivals, but there was nothing like Thanksgiving. It's so unique. And I just, when I came here to the United States and went to the university and got invited to people's houses at Thanksgiving, it was so unique, and I absolutely loved it. I had to get used, of all things, I had to get used to turkey. The taste was unique. We didn't have turkey in Kenya. We had other things. We had lentils.
So we're kind of full circle. So I guess we're coming to the wrap up here.
Yeah. So we are, again, for this season, really, I mean, we should be doing it every day of the year, thanking the Lord. But this is a special focus to renew and revive our discipline of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The Lord, we will.
Yeah. And so for me, like Shama at the beginning, the Lord is there. We're going to stand our ground and defend our land. We're going to stand our ground and hold on to our inheritance in Christ, the salvation that we have. And in this season, we are going to be a thankful people, unmoved by negative circumstances. And like you said, the good news is the bad news was wrong.
Amen. Or the fake news.
Or the fake news was wrong.
Bad
Say
news.
Shama.
Shama.
The Lord is there.
The Lord is there.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And if you are, and a lot of us can get through the go through that season where suddenly the dark clouds have so gathered together that you are unable to see how awesome God is and start thanking. Just rebuke that cloud of darkness and start aggressively thanking the Lord. Sometimes it can be a supernatural attack. And depression, anxiety. I've had to pray in the last few months in a lot of other places. And for a lot of people that it can become, it's almost like a demonic attack on people and they have to get out. Or sometimes it's a result of certain wrong medications that react over some systems. Mm-hmm. And it's making people flake out into feeling like they're miserable. And we just today release the spirit of thanksgiving over ourselves, over each of us, over our children, over our loved ones, our brothers, sisters, that where there is a spirit of heaviness, instead, God will give you beautiful ashes, the spirit of joy instead of depression, anxiety. The Bible says, Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing for me. Thou hast put off my sackcloth. And may the spirit of joy descend on all of us, the spirit of thankfulness. Just raise your hands. And may any cloud of depression or feeling defeated, we rebuke that thing over you in Jesus' name. Loneliness, grief, any sadness, be bound in Jesus' name. Lord, we bow before you. Thank you for deliverance from depression in the name of Jesus. And even thoughts of suicide, we command them to go. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, the spirit of joy, the spirit of celebration, the spirit of thankfulness. We give thanks today.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you. You
thank
are
you,
good.
Lord.
Say, the Lord is good.
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 Why don't you stand up and give him a big clap offering?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.